Canton police say a threat that prompted a shelter in place at Malone University appears to have been a hoax. Shortly after 8:30 this morning, Malone issued an alert stressing it was not a drill and citing a credible threat. Campus returned to normal operations about 45 minutes later. The police will continue patrolling as precaution. Maslin teen appeared in court today in connection with a deadly shooting at Canton. Prosecutors say stemmed from an attempted child custody exchange. 19-year-old Davion Newman was arraigned in municipal court for receiving stolen property and given a $50,000 bond. He is scheduled to return to court Wednesday. The shooting happened Wednesday afternoon on Allen Page Drive Southeast and ended in the death of 20-year-old Tayshawn Smith of Massillon. 18-year-old Nico Marshall of Canton faces a murder charge and is being held on a $2 million bond. Canal Fulton woman charged with murder in the shooting death of a Weakley County Sheriff's deputy in Tennessee. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says Derek Bonham was shot early Friday morning while assisting Martin police on a shots-fired call at a hotel on University Street. Investigators say the deputy was checking a nearby gas station for witnesses when he encountered 43-year-old Christy Cunningham. She allegedly pulled a gun and shot the deputy, who later died at a local hospital, Cunningham being held without bond. Man headed to prison for his role in a shooting in Canton. 19-year-old Matthew Kim of Plain Township pleaded guilty Friday to felonious assault and improperly discharging a firearm. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced him to 4 to 6 years in prison. Kim fired multiple shots during the incident on Maryland Avenue Southwest, striking several buildings, including an occupied home. 62-year-old Kevin Dixon of Massillon, 25-year-old Bonnie Jean Ford of Canton pleaded guilty last month to related charges. Dixon was sentenced to 4 years. Ford received 7 to 9 years. Canton man sentenced to prison for a shooting along I-77. 38-year-old Anthony Perez pleaded guilty January 22nd to aggravated robbery and felonious assault. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced him to 6 to 9 years in prison. The incident happened December 20th at the southbound exit onto Fulton Road Northwest when police say Perez shot at a vehicle multiple times. A woman driving went to a nearby gas station where surveillance video showed Perez following her and hitting her car window. St. Thomas Aquinas High School and Middle School held a virtual day today, officials citing a pipe burst caused by sustained frigid temperatures. Perry Township officials asking voters to approve a new 5-year 2.9 mil road levy on the May 5th primary ballot. It would generate about $2.7 million a year and cost homeowners $102 per year for every $100,000 of property value. The independent reports funding would help maintain and repave township roads, allowing up to 20 miles of paving annually. The township has struggled to secure road funding in recent years, with previous levies being rejected or expiring. Two people survived a small plane crash Sunday afternoon in Portage County with non-life-threatening injuries. Brimfield Township Police and Fire, the Highway Patrol, Portage County Sheriff's Office, and Rootstown Fire Department responded to the scene near Ranfield and Sachs Roads. The occupants were evaluated on scene and transported to Akron General Medical Center and Akron Children's Hospital. No property damage or injuries on the ground were reported. Highway Patrol leading the investigation. State Fire Marshal's Office investigating residential building fire in Carroll County, a large pole-type building in the 7100 block of Norco Road Northeast in Fox Township, was fully engulfed when firefighters arrived Thursday night. Took about an hour to control the flames, with 2 more hours spent extinguishing hotspots. Building collapsed and was a total loss. No injuries were reported. Authorities arrested a Michigan tour bus driver Saturday in an undercover sex and drug sting in Columbiana County. Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force said 51-year-old Stanley Purvis of Goodrich allegedly arranged sex for money and methamphetamine and was found with suspected drugs and paraphernalia on his bus. He was transporting a university swim team who were left stranded but returned safely by another charter. Purvis pleaded not guilty today in municipal court to charges of possessing criminal tools, possession of drug abuse instruments, and drug paraphernalia. Democrat Michael Kripchak has filed to challenge Republican Al Quattrona for the Ohio Senate 33rd District seat, which includes Carroll, Columbiana, and Mahoning counties. Kripchak was a candidate for the 6th congressional seat in 2024. Quattrona was appointed to his seat the same year. The filing deadline for the May 5th primary is Wednesday, with independent candidates having until May 4th to submit nominating petitions.